Welcome in to Edit Radio podcast number 826. Hello, my name is Ben. Starting off the podcast this week, Weezer featuring Wednesday. The song is called We Might As Well Be Strangers, taken from a forthcoming album from Weezer called, again, Weezer. That's coming out in August. This is Weezer now. It's like the gold album. It's Weezer on a gold backdrop. I feel like Weezer, they've got some really good mileage out of the whole eponymous album thing. Just once works well. Two times or three times, I don't know, you run the risk of looking a little bit weird, maybe. But Weezer have now got so many albums called Weezer that the joke has really kind of paid itself back many, many times over. Weezer, We Might As Well Be Strangers. And then you've just heard the song you just heard, celebrating 20 years of existence, The Long Winters from Seattle. Their song, Rich Wife, taken from an album turning 20. One of the best albums, one of my favorite albums. Long Winters, Putting the Days to Bed. I think that was the last Long Winters album to ever exist. I'd live in hope for a day when one day I wake up in the morning to news that Long Winters have another album coming out. Because, you know, I feel like the world, there's definitely room for more Long Winters material in the world, right? I mean, maybe that's what heaven is. Maybe heaven is all of your favorite bands gradually surprise releasing albums over and over again, all of them of excellent quality. I love music. All of us here at Eddie Radio love music. In fact, I think I'd go as far to say that I love music
more than I love any physical being on this earth.
But more on that later on. Stick with us on the podcast. Still to come on the podcast this week, it'll be a 45-ish, 50-minutes-ish podcast under my watch because, you know, we're all busy. I know you've got things to be getting on with. We're just going to cram as much good music into the space as we can, including new offerings from the likes of Charlie XCX and Frog and something for the new album from Modest Mouse right here on
Edit Radio.
Like a fish, I still don't know how to live, but I made it.
Sylvain Esso, previously an excellent electronica duo, apparently taking a step in a bold new direction called rock music. I think they are now completely free of any label influence, and they're kind of on their own imprint, Psychic Hotline. Apparently their new direction they're going in with that is rock music. I love it when acts take a sidestep. And it's also a pleasure to see that they named this new song after me. The new single from Sylvain Esso is called Hot Slob. Although, in fairness, it's not my fault the cake is so tasty. And indeed, some might say that I love cake
more than I love any physical being on this earth.
But more on that later on. And not the only act recently who have kind of taken a step more in maybe a rock direction. In fact, there's another one of those coming up a little bit later on the podcast. But also, last week, I was listening to Janessa Williams' podcast here on Edit Radio to hear that the new Bieber Doobie material also has got more of a rock influence. I'm all for bands kind of taking a sidestep into rock music. More distorted guitars all the time. Anyway, Sylvain Esso, Hot Slob. Up next, some poetry.
People like to be wise after the event.
McCluskey, taken from their most recent album called The World Is Still Here and So Are We. The song was called People Person. I think quite often when bands break up and then reform and then announce that they're, as well as reforming, they're also like writing new material, I think the people's expectation on quality is quite low. But I'm delighted that the most recent McCluskey album, The World Is Still Here and So Are We, is really good. It's right up there with some of their best work, in my humble opinion. Probably part of that is because it's not the original lineup. It's a revised lineup. You've still got Jack Eggleston. Obviously, you've still got Falco, but you've also got Damien from St. Pierre's League Invasion. And I watched the there was a session they did, like a live session for KEXP, that I saw a few months ago, and just the look on Damien's face, he's now a member of, like, that what was, when he was growing up, like, one of his favorite bands, and it really showed, like, the enthusiasm on his face. He's having the absolute time of his life. It really comes across. But also, like I was saying, the lyrics, pure poetry. Like, how can you beat exploding kids, exploding kids, exploding kids can kill the mood, can kill the mood, if kid explosions aren't your heart's desire. Oh mon ami, oh chez amour, oh foreign love, I'm shit on Skype. Absolute pure poetry. Coming up next, a song that you could not play in polite company, from an album that you could not play in polite company. This is Frog.
Look at Lord Peace, well, Jesus, face so wistful. Where girls just you hit me like a pistol.
Basically, the time. Yeah, we're on to the next. I think the dancer is dead, so now we're making rock music.
Yes, rock music tempts over another queen of the dance floor, Charlie XCX. The song is called Rock Music. That's the lead single taken from the new album called Music, Fashion, Film. At least that's what I think the new album is called, if I've remembered it correctly. Music, Fashion, Film comes out later on this month. I'm not sure that... I think that idea of headbanging is you don't want to cause permanent damage to your neck. But I do appreciate the sentiment. Charlie XCX. Rock music. Before that, take it from an album that you definitely don't want to be playing the next time the vicar calls by for tea. The new album from Frog is called Frog for Sale, and taken from the new album from Frog called Frog for Sale, the song you just heard is called All the Things You Get. Stick with us, still to come on the podcast. New music from the likes of Yard Act and Modest Mouse. But spare a thought for anyone who has fallen asleep listening to this podcast and is about to wake up during this next song, because they will have no idea what's going on. This is a work of art from Boards of Canada.
I love to lower it. More than I love any physical being. I think that's wonderful. But then why can't you bring that same feeling home?
I really wish that I could do that.
No, I never did it. That was atypical.
What makes you think you can do it?
Well, he said a man's foes will be they of his own household.
Well, I hardly believe that your own father or mother or brother or sister would be your enemy.
You're gonna call him a liar?
No, I'm not calling him a liar.
Well, I can do all things through the Lord.
He can do it. You saw the way we live and what we did, do you believe?
I really don't think so.
Let's see, I've lost track.
Any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he said. I love you, but I love the Lord. More than I love any physical being.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, he's seven.
And we sing Lady Beluga together. A one and a two and a three and a four and
how we learn hustle. On the top rope, busting the bag open like a turnbuckle. Eight heads in a Pierre duffel. Next to the moss, running up on the boss, get you bare knuckle. Either way, you gotta pay the man. So many sons, a nigga be feeling like Father Abraham. First you pray and then you say amen. The armor of God on me and my niggas, you couldn't lay a hand. This shit is harder than a state exam. Back in the mix, killing it with some shit that only weigh a gram. He gon' spray you if he smell a scam. Don't know how you thought you had a ham. I will put you in the potter's hand. Me and my shot is hopping out of van. If he ain't body, he ain't got a chance. Nigga, this the hottest shit on the street. No release date. Heavy gunpowder will blow you out of the deep state. The sheet I'm using to body him is a keepsake. Landed on LaGuardia with a mic and a briefcase. Rafi cut the beat on, then the speaker disintegrated. That's how I know these niggas getting eliminated. Nigga, put me to the test, I'ma demonstrate it. You got this shit fucked up, we finna renovate it. Niggas ain't rapping for real. Fuck applause, I will eat bars like George the Animal Spirit.
Y'all niggas think y'all know what I do about it? Found my daughter a pair of shoes, dog. My daughter got a room full of shoes. It cost $500, bruh. There ain't no fucking money. I got this bitch about $60,000 on my motherfucking house. Ain't nobody playing. There ain't no money. I said that's not no money, man. We won't be making money. When I love some niggas,
to send me the tool. I'm from the city of boom. We all living under enemy rule. My ability to spit is a jewel. What you think I'ma say if M took a warm shit in the pool? The 40 got the kick of a mule. Fit the liquor to fuel the system of a nigga dealing with bull. Just a nigga with unlimited pool. Something gotta give. Better get the running them jewels. If you wanna live, they gon' get the acting a fool. That's the way it is. I'ma get the drop of my jewel on these little kids. Probably finna drop out of school. Try to get it in. Better try to get a win. You only get one life. Nah, it's open your eyes, you only got one mic. Grind so you can ball, you only get one hike. Shine like it's the prime, you only got one night. Blind leading the blind, you only got one life.
I've been going to bust, cause I've been fucked up. Bruce. I need it. Where we all fucked up. Bruce. Yeah, I was, nigga, that hurt my feelings. Be talking about appreciate whatever he just asked me for. It hurt my feelings.
Play the nine and y'all play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I just started. They say it's not a freestyle unless I just thought it. It's kinda unwritten, so I guess I escorted. The best part is I get ahead of the quotes. I skip the preface in the intros and editor's notes. If you've been referencing the memoirs competitors wrote, you checking for other aesthetics instead of the goats. You know I've been the greatest, it's nothing less than conquest. I heard your latest, I'm unimpressed, it's nonsense. The percolators say you impeding the process of the revolutionaries who leading the progress. Then on cue, King Musa Keto on a come through, vibrating higher than a tweet on a drum loop. Reestablishing the meter when I want to, happily inflict the injury that you succumb to. It don't take long, the truth come out. You get it wrong when you play strong, the goof come out. Everybody speculating till the proof come out. To boot the mouth, more than a tooth come out. The most official in the place, I dish you in the face. Plug a missile in your ace, the crystal in the stake. I'm the tissue in the tape, take an issue with a fake. Dismissal with a case, I will put you in a lake. Hole in a scepter alive from the animal sector, owning the vector. I been controlling the texture. You only look at me through a pinhole projector. I'm the private chef of Hannibal Lecter. That's tragedy, so you understand the gravity. How I make it from black man to black majesty. Come from where the pistols getting drawn haphazardly. Catch casualties, pack gram inside cavities. We only hustle to appease the gods, so the blocks get swatted like fleas and flies. You can get crossed and dotted like T's and I's. We give two fucks about it, it's what we decide.
Soldier! Man, I told you, don't fuck with me. I told you, no fucking kids.
Well, before I started the podcast, I made a mental note to tell everyone that this podcast contains some very sensitive language, but I then forgot. So sorry if you heard that song, and then, I don't know, you died or fainted or something. But that was an excellent song, including one of the best introductions I've heard in ages. That's Fat Ray and Rafi featuring Black Thought. The new album is called Santa Rosa. The song It's called Fast Freddy's. Before that, featuring a sample that I think I could say I love more than I love any physical being. Boards of Canada. It's their first album for 13 years, the Scottish electronica duo. The new album is called Inferno. That song was called Father and Son. And I love the sample. I went to look up where that was from. And that's taken from a BBC documentary. The BBC had a documentary series called Man Alive that ran from like the middle of the 1960s to the early 80s. That sample was taken from an episode from 1971 called The Jesus Trip, which was an investigation into the what is considered here in the UK to be the cult of the Children of God. I think they are still in operation somewhere else, somewhere far away from me. Boards of Canada and the excellent Father and Son. Other cults are available. This is Yard Act. Is he singing? Is he speaking? Is he yelling? Is it poetry? The wonderful enigma of Yard Act. Yard Act are the band. The song is called Redeemer. Taken from an album due out, I think, next week called You're Gonna Need a Little Music. I feel like last time Yardak released an album, Where's My Utopia, I was so hyped for it. They've done so much work. The singles are really immediate. This new album, though, I think is definitely one to watch out for. Maybe a little bit more of a sleeper. I love it. Anyway, that single, Yardakt, Redeemer. There are two songs to go, and we're going to move on from the brooding nature of some of the songs on this week's podcast. And we're going to listen to one of the great, unifying, joyful experiences of the musical world. I, of course, do mean ska punk.
Figure out and see what you perceive. Rationalize and human idiosyncrasies.
The notion that a national dimension is a freedom. Life will be alive.
Insidious dark is the right to commodify human life.
But you don't wanna hear it.
We can tell by the way you tune it out. The way you tune it out. The way you tune it out.
Ocean boiling, the climate is recoiling. A planet dying for the profit of the oil men. Don't wanna hear, I wanna live in your delusions. Don't wanna see, I wanna find your own conclusions. Go ahead and flip the script. We know you don't wanna depict reality of what's going down. We can tell by the way you tune it out. The way you tune it out.
The death of the heart, which is happening in my country. These people have deluded themselves for so long that they really don't think I'm human. I have basis on their conduct, not on what they say. And this means that they have become, in themselves, moral monsters.
I completely forgot that's how that song finished. I was all ready to go, and launch into like the last little segment of the podcast here, and then had to wait for the sample to finish. But never mind, I will launch. 3, 2, 1, go. That was amazing. That ska is a beautiful form of music that spreads positivity throughout the world. Jer is the act. The song is called The Way You Tune It Out, from an album that came out last year called Death of the Heart. That's it for the podcast this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Spare a thought, if you will, for my cat Jolene, who for the past week or so has been suffering with an upper respiratory infection, which left her like unable to smell things. She's been sneezing a lot, generally very lethargic. She's just about to get better. She's back to her normal self. She's just about to be right as rain, and she's also about to go for a nice little holiday to the cattery, because my wife and I have a wedding to go to where I will stand there as a plus one and just look pretty. That's why I've had my hair cut. I was pretty well planned today. I went straight from having my hair cut to go and have my passport photo taken. And it's going to be hilarious. I thought it would just be like, this is going to be my third passport, right? The first one, I was such a hairy young man. And then the second one, I was noticeably less hairy, but I had some stubble. Today, I'm clean shaven and I'm freshly shorn on the head. It's going to look hilarious when those three passports are held up next to each other. And I cannot wait. If you can't laugh at male pattern baldness in 2026... what's the point of even being alive in 2026? Today has been Tuesday, the 14th of July. If you're looking for things to do when you're in the UK, the Big Butterfly Count, I believe, starts on the 17th of July. So if you feel like spending some time in the next few weeks in an outdoor space counting butterflies, go and put Big Butterfly Count into the internet. Otherwise, if you're looking to fill the gap between when the World Cup finishes and when the new English football season starts, don't worry, we've got you. The 21st of July, Tom Crook and friends will be calling by to deliver their podcast. And I believe Barry Dolan is back on the 28th. And then Kev and Jen should be back on the 4th of August. I will see you next month. I'm going to leave you with a song from the new album by Modest Mouse. The new album from Modest Mouse is called An Eraser and a Maze. I was reading an opinion piece recently that said this 8th album from Modest Mouse is their weakest yet, full of like half-formed ideas. And I don't think I agree. So I thought I would play a song to end the podcast this week, because I feel like that's an unfair treatment of this album. Modest Mouse, I think this is only the second Modest Mouse album to not feature the drummer Jeremiah Green, who passed away a few years ago. It must be very hard if you have had a member of the band for so long, bearing in mind he was a member of the band from 1993 onwards. The only album he skipped in that time was Good News for People Who Love Bad News, their big, big one. But otherwise, he was part of the band for like nearly 30 years, save for like 1 year off that he took. It must be very hard to keep a band's identity going for so long. And I think maybe the first few Modest Mouse albums you would play in front of friends if you wanted to feel edgy. And then they had that massive like breakout album. And then since then, they've just been kind of like there and thereabouts on like the American like indie like college rock scene. But this one strikes me as an album that probably for the first time in Modest Mouse's back catalogue is an album that you could probably listen to by yourself standing on top of some cliffs in the dark on a stormy night. From the album An Eraser and a Maze, this is Third Side of the Moon. Take care of yourselves. I love you.
More than I love any physical being on this earth.
Goodbye.
Am I the sheet or shadow? Well, I can't really tell. And I still cannot remember if your eyes were blue or green or brown. I wish I'd paid attention to every word that you'd ever said, but you always spoke in a whisper. I wasn't good at listening. Well, I can't remember if your eyes were blue or green or red. Well, you always spoke in a whisper. I ain't so good at listening. But it turned out they were nice. She said if you continue down this path, you're not the only one who dies. A few weeks later I was told that you were gone. Well, I still just can't remember if your eyes were green or brown or blonde. Little.
they found you frozen in your car. Well, the last time you were seen leaving the YMCA from the showers. Am I the shade or a shadow? Well, I can't really tell, and I still just can't remember if your eyes were even there at all.